questions in the room first, and then we might go to Zoom for some questions. I guess, Mitch, you want to kick us off?
Sure, Mark. I guess a very new look aside from last year for you guys this year, was it just maybe a case of not fully being on the same page over the course of 90 minutes?
Yeah, I mean, I thought the first half was okay. There's a few things we wanted to clean up, and that we just didn't come out second half with any energy, which, you know, maybe I had to have a go at them at halftime, and I didn't. Just tried to get some organizational things that we had missed or weren't doing well in the first half, and we didn't start playing until we went down 2-0. And it's a bit of a shame because we showed the quality we do have and went down 2-0, had a lot of chances, but just couldn't find the back of the net.
Coach Martin, how do you see your brand new defense?
Well, it's a makeshift right now just with injuries, but, you know, there's a bit of miscommunication. Yeah, it's tough because they haven't worked together, haven't played together yet. So it's just, it is what it is right now, and we'll have a look at what we can do for Wednesday.
Is anything that you brought Osase and Richie in the second half, is anyhow you could bring them before to bring some energy to play with Mo, to play with all the guys?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it was maybe 10 minutes or 5 minutes too late because, you know, we're forcing the change quick because of the goal, but they're the goals coming two in quick succession. You know, two poor giveaway goals to give away from our standpoint, how they're kind of gifted. And, yeah, I mean, we were forced in to make the changes anyways. They were in the cards to be made in the next five minutes longer. But, yeah, maybe too little too late. Maybe could have made it a bit earlier, but it was what it was.
Martin, Brian getting the start up top over Osase, maybe a bit of a surprise. Was he just, you know, best in training this week?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to, you know, it's one of those. I got two quality strikers. And when we play with one, you know, you've got to choose one over the other. Maybe we felt he was a bit sharper at this moment, and so went with him. I thought he had a, you know, decent performance today. I did like some of what I saw when they played together, so, yeah.
You said to start two young attacking midfielders in Wojciechowski and Alou. Were you impressed with them?
Yeah, in spells. You know, I thought Alou, he's very technical. You can see he's good on the ball, gotten some good areas. You know, maybe wasn't as sharp as he has been lately. And, yeah, Mark, I think he did well. He's young. He's got a lot to learn still. He works hard. He's got a lot of tools. But it's going to be a long season. So we're just, you know, looking to keep helping him improve as the season goes.
Brandon? Focus shifts now to catch up in midweek. Just, I guess, what does this result mean to you in terms of being prepared for the last couple of things?
Yeah, I mean, now we just got to look at, you know, a lineup for Wednesday, really. Okay, what did we did well, what we didn't do well, have a look at it with the players, and then you know, look for maybe to put some fresh legs in it and maybe make some adjustments positionally.
Was there any strategy of today's lineup, knowing that you've got to play two more games like this week or within 7 days, in Vancouver twice, is there any strategy about seeing them so often that you'll really mix it up even more?
No, I don't think so. We're going to look at them a bit closer in the next day or so here, and then just see if we can see areas that we can exploit and suit us. So, you know, we have to look back at this game and see what we did well and what we need to improve on, and then we can look forward to, you know, Vancouver and what they bring. And you know, I thought they had a good opener yesterday. They proved that they're going to be a tough side to play.
Thanks.
Martin, it's really early in the year. Was there a building block out there, something you can sort of point to that...
Sorry, a what block?
A building block, something you can sort of point to as like, yeah, that's what I want us to do, that's what I want us to be able to do.
Yeah, I mean, the funny thing is what we've been seeing in preseason now... Obviously, in preseason, you don't always get the caliber of competition you get in the league. that didn't look like us today for me, for large stretches until maybe later in the game. We saw some moments that was looking more like what we have been, and we haven't had trouble scoring goals for most of the preseason. And today, we got into some good areas late, you know, just couldn't find the back of the net. So there's some things that we can look to improve upon. Like I said, we didn't look like ourselves for a large portion of the game today, and then we did more when it was too late.
Are you going to play more, maybe a 4-4-2, to maybe try to bring Osase and Bryant early in the game?
We have played it in preseason. We will look at it and see what we think is brings out the best in our players.
I am wondering, did you see a little bit too much of some things from last year here in that game, where it was scrappy errors and then chasing to try and claw your way back into it?
Yeah, I think so. I thought, as a whole, I told the guys at halftime I thought we were sloppy in a lot of it, passing, some quality, some simple giveaways that we haven't been seeing. I don't know if it was first game or what have you, but yeah, maybe we got the occasion got away from us at times, and what we had looked like the last few weeks, we didn't look like today. So there's definitely some things we got to look back at and see, you know, what we're missing.
Coach Martin, we saw a little lack of leadership today on the defense. Even we saw Nico getting upset one time. Mm-hmm. Are you looking for one personal player to be your leader on the defense? Like maybe Thompson, maybe?
Yeah, I mean, Thompson and Tass, he's done a good job last year. I thought, you know, Johnny did well today. You know, Brem's more of a central midfielder playing at the back today. Has the ability to play there. You know, it's tough to say. I thought at moments the back four looked good, and I thought at moments the back four got out of shape. And when you put a back four together in a couple of days, just sometimes it doesn't work out.
Are you going to bring maybe Mo in the second half to maybe to try to ignite his engine, make him play today way better?
Mo Babuli?
Yeah.
I thought Mo did some good things today. We weren't finding him early, so you know they did a good job of closing pockets and space, and we weren't moving the ball quick enough to find him. So if, you know, it's hard for a player like that if we don't move the ball quick and we don't find him in the areas when he is on. If he's not on the ball, he can't do a lot, right?
Thomas,
do you have a return date in mind for Tyson Macias? He was obviously missed a bit today.
Is he more sensitive? No return date yet. So we're hoping it's, you know, we thought he might be ready this week, but we're not sure now. So we're hoping he'll be back soon, though.
I guess when you have an opening day the season with 7 debutants and you're starting 11, as much as there's lots of optimism, lots of positivity with the club, it's inevitable that it might take 60 minutes of a game to properly kind of get through the motion. So does it make a little bit of sense? Yeah, obviously continuing 2 goals is not ideal, mm-hmm. but in terms of performance, is there a little bit of sense there that it might have taken a while to properly get going competitively?
Yeah, I guess it's we didn't seem cohesive, to be fair, and it maybe will take a little bit of time here as the season goes. I think we got a lot of talent and we've got a team that can really make some noise this year, but we can't have lapses as a group as we did, especially in the first 15 minutes of the second half. If we can limit those and play for full 90 minutes, I think we're a real tough team to beat.
Any more questions in the room for John Curdle?
Max Ferrari last season was in and out of the lineup with injury, and today just showed and on the wing he was wide open at times. What did you just think of his performance and just how he was able to adapt, especially after missing so much time last year?
Yeah, I mean, it was great to see. It's great to see him all preseason, kind of back at his best. You know, he gives you everything he's got every game, and I thought he did really well today. He even went to left back when he needed to late and did a job there. So Max is—he's just player coach's dream. He gives you everything he's got every time he's on the pitch, and you know, if everyone did that, make things a lot easier.
Any other questions in the room? We do have Ridwan on Zoom, so I'm just going to bring him in right now.
Ridwan, waited patiently. Over to you.
Martin, good afternoon. My question is, I just got two of them. Looking at the result and the performance, was today's game all about negatives, or there are some positive you looking at carrying on into the next game?
I mean, the way we finished the game, obviously, there's a lot of positives there. I think we really got to look at that 15-minute spell in the to start the second half, and I think that's where it went wrong for us, and we got to find a way to not allow those spells like that happen.
And with a result like this, how do you try to lift, the spirit and the mood in the locker room ahead of a midweek game in the Canadian Championship?
Yeah, I mean, I had a quick word with them after the game, and then we'll talk tomorrow. We have a recovery session and go over the game and what we could have done better and where we went wrong, and have that out with the players. And then we'll move forward quickly, because we've got a big game on Wednesday.
Yeah, it looks like it was a flat performance. Did you anticipate or budget for such a performance? Even if it was going to get worse, did you expect it to be that bad?
Yeah, I mean, I think that it was flat in the first half a little bit. But I thought I think both teams were playing kind of the same level. They picked it up to start the second half. And when we got down, we decided to come out with, all our energy and gave everything and created a lot of chances. So there is some positive takeaway from it. We just have to get rid of those spells where our energy drops.
And finally, for me, it was Mo fasting, because you could see he lacked a bit of energy. Did he have a tool? Did he have a tool?
Yeah, there's four players that were playing today that were fasting.
That explains why. Anyway, thank you very much.
Thank you, Ridwan. Appreciate it.
Good. Thanks, guys.